April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Beverly Mathern is a local poet in Marquette here and the former director of the MFA program at Northern Michigan University. She'll be reading a villanelle and a free verse poem for us today.
The first is titled Joseph's Dreams, and as a 19-line villanelle, it has pretty strict rules for rhyming, and it turns on two refrains. Joseph's Dreams. To Joseph in a dream, Joseph troubled, Joseph restless, an angel of the Lord brings this command. Get up, flee to Egypt with Mary and the child. So he does. And now and forever, Christ rises with healing in his wings. Along willows, acacia, night filled with scent of jasmine rose, the child clings to his mother's breast, while Rachel staggers, her children slaughtered, her eyes wild. In yet another dream, Joseph troubled, his body restless, an angel brings news of Herod's death. To Israel Joseph must go, but Herod's son Archelaus rules, rings Joseph's heart. He must, through paths unknown, strive on to Galilee, for save the infant mild is God's decree. Jesus must become a man and rise with healing in his wings. On the way to Nazareth, to lush valley, to the olive, the fig, sharp stone stings Joseph's feet. Slopes and ledges slow him down, narrow lanes meander. All the while, he remembers the angel in his dreams, messages from the Lord he brings. By night, by day, Joseph forges on, despite dust storm, sunlight's glare, God's will reigns. Rest in shade of sycamore, sup on nectar of prickly pear. Troubled, but not hostile, Joseph obeys God's commands. Jesus becomes a man and rises with healing in his wings. Reeds glisten in rivers, crocodiles sun on the shore. The red osier sings. To Joseph in his dreams, sometimes troubled but never riled. To Joseph in his dreams, Joseph restless, an angel of the Lord brings decrees. Mary suffers, Joseph too, and we as well. But Christ rises with healing in his wings. And the next poem is Sons. And it's my most anthologized poem, and it appears most recently in Far Out, Poems of the 60s, edited by Wendy Barker and Dave Parsons from Wings Pressed, 2016. I did want to explain that the name June in the poem is not a woman's name. It is the diminutive of Junior, the young man of a family who is named after his father. Sons. When Junior came back from Spain in 66 at Christmas and didn't get killed in Vietnam, Daddy cooked jambalaya and red beans and invited the whole town to celebrate. As the band played Blueberry Hill and Dixie Beer and Mistletoe hung in the air, June whisked me to the dance floor, said how pretty and smart I was. I drank his words like everyone else, wanted to know all about Spain, bullfights and long legs under red flamenco skirts. Outside, firecrackers sparked and shot. Cherry bombs exploded. Cars blew their horns bumper to bumper. The levee blazed with bonfires all the way to New Orleans. After midnight mass, Mama filled our bowls with andouille gumbo. June headed home on a country lane. His high school friend whizzed drunk in the other direction. He didn't see June coming. The sheriff broke the news. Nobody cared for hot gumbo, candied yams, or pralines. The day after Christmas, mourners came. We drank black coffee and stayed up with June's body through the night. Ernie Boy, just learning to play pitch and catch with June, cried, threw up, and finally fell asleep among the other little ones at the foot of the coffin. My sister Shirley and I knelt beside it and prayed and whispered about the smell of death and wondered whether everybody smelled it, but dared not say. The next day, the pallbearers slid the coffin in the mausoleum, the way you slide a pan of bread into an oven. The rain was cold and damp and drenched the scarlet ribbons on the great sprays of red roses at the wall. That spring, Mama devoted herself to sorrow, the way she did the Stations of the Cross during Lent. She started checking out books on death and suffering, wore black, put sorrow in June's baby buggy, tucked his quilt at its neck, and pushed the buggy out of her bedroom, through the kitchen, down back steps, through cane fields and pastures, into swamp waters among wild orange irises. She dredged the buggy from the swamp, pushed it back to the house, down the driveway, onto Grand Point Lane, to River Road, to St. Joseph's Church. She heaved. She sweated. The wrinkles in her face to taut. She pulled the buggy up the church steps, to the thick oak portal, up the aisle, to the altar, did not genuflect, stared God straight in the eye, and said, "Maudit, you..." The congregation froze. She turned and waved her arms wildly. "O diable avec tout vous autres, to hell with all of you." She banged the buggy down the altar steps, down the aisle to the Pietà, who held the dead Christ in her arms. In her supplicating hand, a crystal rosary fractured swords of light from the rose window above. "Toi. Toi, you," her voice cracked. She hurled her arms around the neck of the sorrowful mother, sobbed and sobbed, crumpled, as if suddenly shot. Daddy ran to her, gathered her in his arms. "It's okay, Mama. Let's go home, Mama." 10 years later, melanoma tumors covered Ernie Boy's body, and Mama got restless again. She got that wild look in her eyes and searched closets, barns, and fields. "What are you looking for?" asked Daddy. "Le maudit buggy de bébé, that damned buggy," she said.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth. Thanks for listening.